Right now, we'd like to welcome Mr. Mike Brennan to the program. Mike is the editor of MI Tech News. And MI Tech News is a collection of information, of headlines about what's going on in stories about what's going on in technology and entrepreneurship in the state of Michigan. Mike's been doing it for quite a while now. And Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks. And I like to think the most fun part of the show is when I come on, right?
So. Certainly the wildest one. We never quite tell what's going to happen here. Let's talk about something that you were tooting your horn about. MI Tech News has added the New York Stock Exchange Globe Newswire Financial News Network to your portfolio.
Indeed, and if you go to my website, you'll see a picture of my logo in Times Square.
I know.
Right across from the New York Times building. Yes.
I love that. So. You're running on the electronic billboard there. That's pretty neat. What does that mean in terms of what you do?
Well, what it means is they're going to... One thing we lacked in is I don't really do a lot of financial news anymore. I used to do that when I worked in the newspaper world. So they're going to be providing that for me, not only for Michigan, but also, because I know you guys have great reach, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. So you'll be able to find out what's going on in the Great Lakes Stakes in the financial area, mostly technology-related, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And that'll be adding to some of the information that you're publishing then that people can get every week, free of charge, on Fridays with MI Tech News. By the way, all you have to do, folks, is go to mitechnews.com and put your email address in there, and voila, on Fridays you'll get the entire rundown of these headlines, pardon, these news stories that Mike is putting together. Now we'll have that much broader scope in terms of financial news. Something else I saw on here is that one of your headlines was that there is a secret code for smart devices to keep those nasty black hat hackers off of the Internet for Things.
Yeah, this is really connected up with Samsung and some of the refrigerators out there that are really smart that you can program through your smartphone. And they've come up with a code. It's called Arctic, but essentially they describe it as a internet-connected refrigerator with a birth certificate. What does that mean? Yes, I know. I'd hate to be the one birthing that refrigerator, right? But anyway, what it does is if a hacker tries to get in there, that birth certificate compares what they're trying to do to what's supposed to be in there and supposedly keeps them from doing that. I think it's still in the testing stages, but it sounds like a great idea to me.
Well, one of the big problems, I think, with the Internet of Things is the lack of security there, Ed.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, you know, because so many things can be connected to the Internet, and it's always seems that security is one of the last things they think of.
Especially with the IoT, with the Internet of Things in particular.
I mean, you have smart TVs, too. I mean, what type of security is on those?
Exactly.
None, actually.
Yeah,
And drones, too. Drones have no security. Mm. Just think about somebody hacking drones and getting a formation of drones together, and, oh, my God, it's just like... If you can connect it, it doesn't mean you should connect it, right?
It sounds like I'm making another one of your cyber novels.
I'd have to kill you if I told you that, so I can't tell you the plot. So.
One of the final things here, it's kind of interesting, is that Merit, which is out of Ann Arbor, Merit is looking for colleges and nonprofits in Southeast Michigan to create cyber range hubs. What's a cyber range hub in the first place?
Well, the cyber range is the big range that Merit set up, so it's off the Internet, but it simulates the Internet and allows you to do attack scenarios and defend scenarios, you know, capture the flag and all that jazz. And now they created one up in Macomb County, and now they're opening it up to other facilities, nonprofits and colleges in Southeast Michigan, so they essentially can connect to this internal network where they can get their cybersecurity skills really honed before they go out into the real world of on the Internet.
I would imagine.
It's a great idea. And they fund all that, too. So, I mean, anybody out there listening, if you've got a college, nonprofit, whatever, get on this because the deadline is mid-May.
Okay. And the information on how to get involved in this, of course, is linked to that article, which you find at mitechnews.com. Look for the merit-seeking colleges and nonprofits for those cyber range hubs. But that's just some examples, folks. Just three examples of the kind of headlines that you'll find on and the articles on MI Tech News. But there's more than just that delivery that you make on Friday with these stories. You also deliver on Wednesdays a whole bunch of other things as well.
Yeah, that's where we get all the podcasts, all the promotions for what you guys do on your show. And we just added the Small Business Association of Michigan as our new partner. We're announcing that on Monday.
Great.
And we're going to be adding their podcast. So the 25,000 members, we're going to have a heck of a reach when we get done.
Wow,
here.
Fantastic. So you're not only getting these articles, which Mike has, you've been a writer for a long time, has collected on Fridays that you'll get those, but you also get the connection to all these audio and video resources. Speaking of video resources, I got to toot your horn on this. You were recently a guest on the Comcast Newsmakers program with Laurel Hill, I believe.
Yeah, it's on Channel 900, and it goes out to a million households. And I was on there for two segments, about 20 minutes or so, talking about what we're doing now and what we're going to be doing in the future. And hopefully a lot of those folks will dial in or surf on over to MI Tech News, right?
I hope so. And, matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll be posting a link to that along with these headlines that we have from MI Tech News that you can get on our homepage, and that'll be as of Sunday night. Mike, once again, always good to have you with us. Success to you and to MI Tech News, and we'll be talking with you again soon.
Thanks, Foster. Look forward to next week.
Absolutely. That's Mr. Mike Brennan, and it's MI Tech News.